This is Furry Band Vibe. up, we're going in. Nibble, open, open. And I want plastic glass in case it fall out my hand. Hey. Oh my lord, yes.
Buenos dias, amigo. Amigo, how are you? Compliment of the season to you. May all your dreams come true. But right now this is what I want you to do. Bring the rum home, it's Christmas. Bring the rum.
That boy, that chow chow. That is to put on the ham. And then to hook up this thing, boy. The sponge cake hard. The black cake soft. The sorrel right. The ginger beer green. What is this? But it's a dog show. Looks like Larry and Crumbly, eh? Bring anything. We drinking flit and all. Yes, we just want something to control the stomach pain with the chum. Because this thing will make the large intestines look small.
Yeah, well, we are departing. And thanks we say to you. They can't be done. And we have to run. To is the Lord. Here we want to go the road. In the wrong form is Christmas.
You don't want no jam?
Well, no, the
they say Oxton, not sneakers town, Oxton. Please pack up your sneakers and put down the scissors. It's a gentleman, you used to drink, I used to drive. You understand what I said? What you telling me drink, you frighten, you will drive, and who are we drinking? I am the designated drinker, you is the designated driver. If you know you can't take the pressure, drink, I go drive. But who are we? It's not to be the same thing, because one of the things will put two of we in trouble. And without the way your bottom lip drop, you feel you the designated drinker. Go, drunk. So besides, you see me, I taking taxi. Where do I get taxi from wrong here? So go, where here is? I come.
Genuflecting others may be taking. Man, it's a special thing for most of us. Money changing hands with little bucks. Boots and shillings when I keep on bad. Till I have it all, I like an aval. From Christmas to Carnival. And they say, drink on your smile. Some drinking rum and sorry, Aaron and guys don't play.
Bye. Christmas, man. Never, never, hide a fire. Bring drinks, man, bring sips. Your friends are here.
Central Basin. have something for me. As soon as I reach God by she, it's all kind of thing she offer me. I don't want no rum and ginger beer.
I just want your sweet wine.
I have so much pastel and good
cheer. Give me your sweet wine.
This time only come but once a year.
I just want your sweet wine.
Any kind of wine you like, don't care.
Give me your sweet wine.
Put it on the table. Rest it on the floor. Any way you're able. I'm coming for more.
We must all continue to respect public health guidelines and follow self-isolation instructions. Self-isolate if you have symptoms. Self-isolate after testing. Self-isolate if the test is positive. Self-isolate when you return from a trip. And self-isolate when you've been in contact with someone who's tested positive. Self-isolation is important. Please, take it seriously. Learn more at quebec.ca/self-isolating. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Still looking for a holiday gift or two for the special people in your life? CKUT has new merch, including hoodies and t-shirts, that showcase classic designs dug up from our art attic. Head to ckut.ca to discover our new merch store and find out more about sizing and shipping. Happy holidays from all of us at CKUT.
Everybody, Derek Seguin here. So we won't be hosting our families for the holidays this year, but let's look on the bright side. Got an aunt with some zany theories? Just mute her on the family video calls. A hippie cousin that bring new wave sludge to Réveillon? Not this year. To protect your family's health and safety, it's important you stay home and enjoy the peace and quiet.
Put your pants on, time to shovel the driveway!
Right away, hon. Safe holidays. Let's keep our spirits up.
A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
As we continue to fight the spread of COVID-19, there are new support programs in place for those who need them, including a stronger, more accessible EI and 3 new recovery benefits. Continuing to support Canadians now will help keep us safe and make Canada more resilient. Visit canada.ca/coronavirus to learn about the new income support programs. A message from the Government of Canada.
Ah, boy, what a day. What a day. I've been trying to hook up with Sister P, but we're having some issues with the cell signal. But we're going to try and work it out. In the meantime, you're locked into CKUT 90.3 FM. And if you want to find us on the internet, that'll be ckut.ca. In the meantime, I'll try and work the kinks out. But we're going to get back to the music with some Luther Vandross.
they say to forget you, to let you go, 'cause you're not here. Well, I can't keep explaining what they'll never understand. I return every year, every Christmas. I come here every year, every Christmas.
Black community, who is probably one of the people who I could say belongs to the entire black community, and I'll leave it like that. Okay, Ron, what's going on?
You're on air, Pat. I think that we got a test. I got one cell working back, so you're on air.
So we're going to be trying to talk to Adrian. I'm going to connect with Adrian in a few moments. How are you doing, Ronnie G?
You would want to know.
Nervous is why you're soft and dry. Is your antiperspirant working? Troubleshooting, going crazy? Hey, that's some little gremlin sometimes, you know. But what a wonderful week we had in terms of the weather. And I don't hear you mention anything about bacon. You don't bake?
Yes, but I do bake, and we have a lot of things out for...
A lot of things like what?
A lot of things like...
What happened? Take a breath. fly by the seat of your pants.
Okay, okay, I take the breath now.
Hold on,
take...
let me give your DJ Storm, let you take time with you.
How you doing, DJ Stormy? All right, it's a little hectic here.
Yeah.
And I try and I figured it out. I have one dead wire here, so we're operating on a string right now. So I hope it holds up.
Ronnie G. Ronnie G. See, she told me too. Ronnie G, the diva, put a weave in DJ Storm's hair.
Wow.
Well, we're at that time. You're not saying anything? Help me say something now. You have a whole bunch of girls. Your girls have gone and flown the coop, so give me some encouragement now.
Look, there's things to come. Driver's license, boyfriends, girlfriends.
There's some music. When I return Montreal with my wonderful patient listeners, I hope to have the president of the Quebec Black Education Board with me. And we'll move from there. And then later on in the show, we'll play some old rap music. So we'll play all that music when we get ready. We're hopefully going to talk to Wavy Wanda. We're going to talk about the roots of hip-hop breakdancing in Montreal. And we're doing this so you can get your pens and your papers, because there's a new book out in French. Yep, in French, but so worth buying nonetheless, that highlights some of the key players of the Montreal hip-hop movement way back in the 80s, like 79, 80, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85.
Right.
Yeah, the whole 80s, right? So we're going to come back to that. All righty. So while he munches on his cake in studio, we're going to play some music and get back to you, okay?
I'm not eating right now, but I'm fussing.
I'm
right
playing
now.
With you. Remember, nervous is why you use to dry. You remember that commercial?
That was in Jamaica or what?
No, it was here. Hello, goodbye. Come off. Play some music.
Lisa, and the Cold Jam.
Leave you never.
All right, Sister P, you're on.
Well, I tell you, it must be Christmas time when magic happens. And I'm so pleased to talk to this gentleman, and I do mean gentleman indeed. I am talking to the president of the Quebec Board of Black Educators. He's the newly installed, fairly new installed president, and he's not new to the organization. He's not new to the black community, and by black community, I am so pleased to say the entire black community, right? He has no language problems whatsoever, and he knows both sides, both the English, the Caribbean, the Quebecois, perfectly. He's just the perfect black man to be the perfect educator. But he had a lot of help. We all did, because we grew up during the time where we were taught about blackness and togetherness and unity. None other than Alex Adrian.
Thank you. Thank you, Pat, for such kind words.
You feel I'm not going to bill you? You think that
yes,
villain has
and
changed
I feel it. I guess it is Christmas.
Never mind. I'm sending you a bill.
I will pay gladly coming from you.
Listen, tell us, the listening audience, people have not heard the name in a long time. And if we're really, really honest, it's so easy with today's technology to get lost in the internet and forget about or take for granted the institutions that have more than 40 years history that's around us, the bricks and the mortars. But if anything, now more than ever, there's a greater need for the QBBE, the acronym. So tell us a little history, and remember, some people listening might be new to Montreal and may never have heard.
I've heard of the Quebec Board of Black Educators.
That's
well,
correct.
Let me correct you. It's with more than 40 years. As a matter of fact, as of 28th of December 1970 was the official, what's when the official document that the Quebec Board of Black Educators was established, but it had been in operation for maybe 3 years before, but we will be celebrating next year officially its 50th year. Just to give you a brief history, when
wow.
Canada opened its doors to immigration, a lot of the settlers came from the Caribbean, and as they settled in Montreal, they've noticed there was an absence of blacks in post-secondary education and also in the ranks as administrators, as teachers. So the idea was to establish an organization that was going to work at redressing this inequity in our system. And 50 years later, more than ever, our mandate has expanded because of Bill 101. Initially, the organization was to serve the Quebec English black a minority. But as we know, after Bill 101, a lot of the English community students found themselves in a French school. So the Quebec Board of Black Educators is expanding its horizon to address any people of African descent or any other minorities as well who want to work with us and who want to benefit from the services that we offered. We're not exclusive.
Now,
our mandate.
Growing up, that would have been the Costa Hall Summer School. So is that still a program of QBBE?
It's almost our flagship program. As a community organization, we probably are the only one that's allowed to give ministry exam, which means we can help students to meet those graduation requirements in order to move on to post-secondary education. As a matter of fact, due to the pandemic, and we've always collaborated and held the Costa Hall at Dawson College, but since Dawson was closed, we had to find ourselves in a situation to innovate because we felt that we needed to continue to render the service. So the Quebec Board of Black Educators has actually ventured into an online platform, and we were able to replace the Costa Hall and the Banner program with our first online platform last summer.
Wow. So wait. So when I was in grade 9, and I'm math phobic, right? It's no secret here. because I've talked about my foibles, and my foible was, you said algebra to me, and I look at you cross-eyed. But, and that was the lowest report card I ever had. I still remember getting that 36. Everything else, high 70s, 80, 90. But math, 39, or was it 30? It was 36. And I went to the Costa Hall, sat in Mr. Brown's class for about 5 weeks. We took the exam and then went on to grade 10 math. So now, if I was that child this past summer, I would have done it online?
Well, because of the situation, you would have. Mm-hmm. Eventually, if the pandemic is subsides, we will go back to every day. So we'll again have the Costa Hall at Dawson. But because now, as you can see, even regular schools are moving online. So yes, you would have had the opportunity. We are continuing with our online platform to work with those students of our community that need help. So I urge anyone who has children that are struggling in school, and they don't have to be struggling, if they want to do a little enrichment and get ahead, please, you can go on our website. We have a registration platform. We understand the economic situation of the families from our communities. So the services are basically free. We ask parents that can to pay a $50 registration fee, but then the services are free online. So we have certified, qualified teachers working with us. They know about the evaluation criteria. They know the Quebec curriculum, and they should know how to better prepare our children to face the exams that's coming up in their schools.
Now, I understand that this year, because of the internet, if you will, and the new portals that you're creating, you're also doing archival projects. Tell me a bit more about the archival project and some of the other programs that you're helming right now.
Well, right now we find ourselves in unprecedented times where there's so much to do. The Archival Project is a partnership that we've established with Concordia Library to have all the wonderful work that has been done over the years by the great educators that have worked for the Quebec Board of Black Educators. Imagine we have 50 years of archiving documents that we need to make sure it's preserved for consultation from future generations. So our project now is to reorganize our archive, to triage and keep all the reports, all the work that has been done in the past, so that it will be preserved for posterity or for research for any... That's what we want to do. We want to maintain the legacy of the organization by making sure that the documents are archived.
Okay. So now, Alex, I am a parent. I may or may not speak English or French, or I speak perfect English, but somehow the principle or my concerns or my complete understanding is falling on deaf ears with school administrators. Can the QBBE provide an interface on those issues?
Absolutely. To tell you the truth, in fact, that's what we think is going to be our sector of growth. We have three main focus at the QBB. The first one, we want to base ourselves on research and research that are targeted to our community so that we can have the statistic to exactly how negatively certain strategies are impacting our community. The second one, which is always been mandate, was in youth empowerment. We've also expanding that program. We have a lot of young adults that have not graduated from high school and are not able to finish at adult education. We want to make sure we help these students, these young adults, get to the end line. And more importantly, which we find ourselves sought after, is in the role of advocacy. Yes, we want to be the voice for our community in instances where people may not speak the language or people may not know of the regulations and what the school governance policies may be as it pertains to the right and the right of the children. So we want to be able to advocate for these families when we feel that there's injustice that's been done to them. So that is one of our growing sector in the past few months. there's been many instances where we had to intervene in